Right now, the price of milk is at an all-time high because the supply of milk is low. However, there is a government program in place that taxpayers fund when the price of milk falls below a certain level. But the Milk Income Loss Control Program is set to expire in September 2005. And an ag economist from Wisconsin says some are worried that a budget deficit will eliminate that program. So Bob Kropp says Northeast lawmakers brought forth a new version of an old program this week and have called it the National Dairy Equity Act. The five-region plan would be similar to the controversial Northeast Dairy Compact that expired in 2001. As before, if the price of milk fell below a certain level, processors and ultimately consumers would pay extra. Kropp says one analysis of this plan shows the high artificial target price would stimulate overproduction in the Midwest and then require supply management.
This simply showed that we would be drowning in milk in a few years and a tremendous surplus problem because they're talking about prices well above market levels.
Kropp and many others in the state would prefer to let the market dictate price. Joan Baer is director of communication at Foremost Farms, an organization of 3,700 farmers in seven Midwest states.
We believe that long-term federal dairy policy should include permanent intervention program that would enhance farm business planning and financial confidence rather than establishing artificial prices.
Baer predicts if the plan were to pass, consumers would pay around $3 a gallon for milk. Both U.S. Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl have come out against this plan. Senator Kohl is expected to introduce legislation to continue the current government-funded program. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.